The Vancouver Canucks have been extremely involved in the trade market this season. Since the beginning of September, there have been 11 trades involving NHL players. The Canucks have been involved in 6 of them, more than half. The 6th trade happened Friday, as the Canucks sent forward Jack Stadnyska to the San Jose Sharks in exchange for defenseman Nick Cizik and a 2024 6th-round pick. This might be considered just a swap of all players, but Stadnyska came into Canucks training camp this year eager to prove that he belonged in the NHL. After his disastrous 2022-23 season, Stadnyska threw himself headlong into his offseason training. He was actually part of the group that accidentally earned the Canucks a $50,000 fine for violating the NHL's offseason training policy. The offseason training seemed to pay off, as Stadnyska had an excellent preseason performance and seemed certain to make the opening night roster until the Canucks acquired Sam Lafferty from the Toronto Maple Leafs, resulting in Stadnyska getting sent to the AHL. Even still, Stadnyska got the call-up to the Canucks 2 games into the season under emergency conditions thanks to his dirt-cheap contract that actually has a cap hit below the NHL's league minimum as it was signed before the salary cap went up. He played 5 games for the Canucks, scoring 1 goal, before Teddy Bluger's return from injury sent Stadnyska to waivers and the Abbotsford Canucks. In those 5 games, Stadnyska looked like an NHL player and he should get an opportunity to further prove that with the Sharks. Unfortunately, this means Stadnyska is unlikely to go see Taylor Swift when she comes to Vancouver. Maybe he'll get a chance to see her elsewhere on her tour. The trade accomplishes a few things for the Canucks. First and foremost, it adds some defensive depth to the Canucks. Nick Cizik went undrafted but earned an entry-level contract with the Sharks after a strong season on their AHL affiliate, the San Jose Barracuda. The 6'3" left-shot defenseman played 16 NHL games for the Sharks last season, recording 4 assists, and the outlook on his potential was that he might have a future as a bottom-pairing defenseman in the NHL. The 23-year-old Cizik didn't make the cut for the Sharks this season, however, as he was passed by other defensemen in the system. Still, there's the possibility that Cizik, with his size, skating, and defensive game, becomes an NHL option for the Canucks down the road. For now, acquiring Cizik adds a much-needed defenseman to Abbotsford, who have seen injuries to Akito Hirose and Philip Johansson. Cizik should ease the strain on veterans like Matt Irwin and Christian Wallinen in Abbotsford, at the very least. Another benefit really only affects one Canucks fan. The owner. While Stadnyska's contract was dirt cheap at the NHL level, it was a lot more expensive at the AHL level because it was a one-way contract. Stadnyska was making $775,000 per year in Abbotsford, which is a lot for the AHL. Cizik, on the other hand, is still on his two-way, entry-level contract, with an AHL salary of $80,000 per year. That's some significant cash savings for the Canucks' pocketbooks, even if his $835,000 cap hit at the NHL level is a bit higher than Stadnyska's. The Canucks also added a 6th-round pick in the trade, making up for some of the draft capital they've lost in other deals. The chances of finding an NHL player with a 6th-round pick are low, but adding more lottery tickets at the draft increases those odds.